Hello, beautifuls. This is a real talk episode, transmission, opportunity to receive, expand, and see things differently. It will be also an invitation to come deeper into my world. If you have been feeling the urge, feeling the pull, I can't say this enough that this is the divine time for you. Come connect with me in my direct messages at uplift_lifestyle. This is where I get to connect with the high-level women who are in my realm, who are in the new paradigm, who are leading in new paradigm leadership, in healing, in ascension work, in their own businesses, in their own beautiful worlds, in their own lives, and doing it from a foundation of love. So come connect. I have one-on-one spaces open, and I'm currently in a pre-sale pre-launch for Tycoon. Tycoon is a high-level mastermind starting May 16th to June 16th. This is a high-level experience, and it's all about the evolved consciousness of wealth. So we're going to get you into a place where money is devoted to you, as you are devoted to your alignment. Money is your support system, your lover. Money is a byproduct of you living your beautiful life. It is a money course, not a business course. There will be obviously some business things that we cover if you're a business owner coming in, but this is a mastermind, a month-long high-level container for all people who are looking to have a more loving and receptive and supportive relationship with money from a very high level evolved consciousness that honors the duality, that honors the new and the old paradigm, that honors the awareness of oneness, but also the awareness of individuality, uniqueness, and authenticity. So we're going to go into all of that. So please connect with me if you want more information. I'm not going to put the link in the show notes for the Tycoon presale. You'll have to come connect with me for that. Same as for one-on-one. I'll put the link in my bio in the show notes that has some more information about working one-on-one and all the things. But I always love when people come and chat with me in my DMs, either right before or right after they sign up for the things. So enjoy this transmission and be open, have an open heart, have an open mind, and be willing to see things differently. Be willing to transmute triggers into expansion. Be willing to transmute frustration into excitement, and be willing to transmute any bitterness into success as you receive today's episode. Hello, gorgeous soul. This is Haley Bowler Cook, your host here at Uplift Lifestyle Podcast, founder of Uplift Lifestyle, premium high-level coach and quantum channel for the high-level woman, the conscious billionaire in the making. This podcast is for your personal alignment and your deepest evolution. We are committed, we are devoted to our highest timeline. And by being here, by listening to this podcast, by actually integrating and embodying the teachings that we describe here in this podcast, it becomes a transmission. It becomes an opportunity for your entire life to upgrade. Thank you for being here. Please enjoy this podcast episode. Follow along at uplift_lifestyle on Instagram. I am there the most in my stories, on lives, chatting with you, sharing content, sharing inspiration, connecting with you, and putting out offer after offer for the aligned woman, the high-level woman, the conscious billionaire in the making. So the title of this podcast episode is It's Not That Hard. And obviously, as someone who's done a lot of inner work and physical material work in this new paradigm, in the old paradigm, in my business and success, in my self-development, in my self-mastery, in my financial mastery, in my love mastery, I've done a lot of work, but it's not that hard. And there is this obsession with glamorizing the struggle and this obsession with really clinging and attaching to stories that say it's so hard. Because if it's so hard, it's easier to just give up, or it's easier to just stay where you are, or it's easier to just not ever start. So the stories and the voices that tell you it's so hard are the same stories and voices that are keeping your reality, your lived reality, your results, your tangible and intangible results, and your pleasure average. So don't overcomplicate it. It's not that hard. Stop overcomplicating it. It's not that hard. Decide now that this life gets to be extraordinary. Decide to go all in, to go all in on love, to go all in on your highest timeline, to go all in on this life, to go all in on your abundance, to go all in on pleasure, all in on your alignment, because it's a lie that it has to be a struggle. Staying where you are is a struggle. So why not be uncomfortable in a way that actually propels you forward versus being uncomfortable in a way that keeps you stuck? Let me remind you that it's safe to fail. It's safe to be wrong. It's safe to start over. It's safe for it all to work out better than you could have ever imagined. It's safe. It's safe. It's safe. It's safe. It's safe. You are safe. You are safe no matter what. So are you willing to get a little uncomfortable? Are you willing to create strength and resilience and personal power and trust in yourself that you can do it? Are you willing to receive this message as a catalyst that moves you? Are you willing to do what is required of you? Because it's not that hard. It's not that hard to manifest what you want. It's not that hard to receive what you want. It's our obsession with complicating things, our obsession with the struggle, our obsession with our stuckness, our obsession with attaching to an old story that keeps us in a loop. As I'm recording this, it's Friday. I'm lounging, but I've been on the ball today. Channeling, working. I had a holistic wellness bundle call this afternoon, and the question that I opened with for all the women inside today was, why are you here today? Why are you here today? Because the women who are on the call today, some have been in the holistic wellness bundle for over a year. Some have been in for a couple months. Nonetheless, none of that matters. Why are you here today? Why are you showing up for this work today? And notice as the ego tries to attach to an old story, oh, I signed up for this way back when because XYZ, that doesn't matter. Why are you here today? Why did you show up today? In their terms, it's why did you show up for the holistic wellness bundle today, to the call today? For you right now listening to this podcast, it's why are you listening to this today? Are you just filling your ear and your ears and your brain and your mind with jargon to just go on and continue in the same average, non-expansive life and lifestyle? Or are you actually the rare person who is listening to this and integrating these truths and living in these new upgraded ways? And I'm not saying this out of judgment, because I have certainly spent seasons of my life where I was just repeating the same patterns, even if they were good patterns, like listening to a podcast like this, right? But ask yourself, be real with yourself right now, right here, right now, as you're reading this, as you're receiving this, not reading, as you're receiving this, be real with yourself. Is this going to be a catalyst for change? Is this going to be a catalyst for movement for you? Or is this just going to be another one of the 100 self-development podcasts you listen to, but you continue to walk the same walk each day? Today on the Holistic Wellness Bundle Call, I talked to my girls about an edge I was going through this morning. I was working through an edge, and it was nice that I had a yoga class this morning, and I completely processed the edge by feeling it, by leaning into it as you get to do in yoga, by getting uncomfortable as you get to do in yoga, and by receiving as you get to do in yoga. I often talk about the edge of evolution. This is just something that I say all the time. I actually had a container called the Edge of Evolution that was wildly transformative for the women who were inside it. And everything I do now with clients is around these edges of evolution, because no matter how far ahead you get, how ascended and awakened and alchemized and abundant and joyful and gushing in love and pleasureful that you get on this journey, you're going to have edges. And if you don't have edges, you're not expanding yourself enough. Doesn't mean it needs to be this edgy, edgy, edgy thing. And this is exactly to the nature of this conversation today. It's a lie that it has to be a struggle. It doesn't. It gets to be easeful. It gets to be receptive. We're entering a new earth, a new paradigm where feminine leadership, and this doesn't mean feminine as in, oh, I have a vulva. This is your own inner feminine, whether you are a vulva owner or not, whether you are a man or woman or anyone in between. This is about your own feminine energy within, and the feminine energy within is the yin to the yang, the flow, the ease, the receptivity to the power, to the force, to the doing. So as we enter this new earth, I received a message from the Arcturians, which are an intergalactic star family that I work really closely with. I received a message from them a couple months back, and I've been thinking about it again lately, and it was along the lines of the new earth being femininely led. Again, doesn't mean it's vulva owners only. Femininely led, it's an energy. Your divine feminine is an energy. My beautiful masculine male partner has a feminine energy within him as well. It's an energy that you get to tap into, no matter who you are. So this new earth is feminine led, because Mother Gaia, the planet Earth, like Earth right here, Mother Earth, Mama Gaia, she needs feminine leadership. She needs healing. We need planetary healing, planetary ascension. And it's going to happen in your individual journey, and it's going to happen in the collective ascension. But you're responsible for you and how you walk this earth and how you do you. And your feminine frequency and your feminine energy is your way of ease and your way of, this doesn't have to be so hard. Oh, I'm willing to lean into this edge, or some would say sacrifice. I'm willing to sacrifice this. I'm willing to lean into this. I'm willing to get uncomfortable here, whatever it might be, because my highest self's leading me here. Right? It's like, you know, if you're comfortable on the couch, that's great. You get to be in your rest and your little sloth vibes. I'm all for that. Like, I'm literally horizontal right now. Mitch, my partner, he always says, like, every time he sees me, I'm just horizontal. Like, he tells me I'm just not a vertical person. I'm like, no, I'm like a horizontal person. I work harder than anyone I know, and I work horizontally. Anywho, so you get to be in your sloth energy, but it's like how it gets uncomfortable eventually. But it gets so uncomfortable that you might just stay stuck in that discomfort. It's also uncomfortable to get up and go move your beautiful body. It's uncomfortable to stand up when you've been down so long, to go out and get fresh air and move your body. But are you going to choose the discomfort that propels you forward, or are you going to choose the discomfort that keeps you stuck? How long do you want to stay in it? How long do you want to stay stuck? Let me remind you that it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be hard. And there is this obsession of overcomplicating success and overcomplicating health and overcomplicating wellness. And I understand everyone has their own individual unique story, their own individual unique genetics, their own individual unique vectors of who they be, how they live, their past, their story, their success and their failure, their traumas and oppressions, and their moments of pride and moments of success. I understand you're a deeply intricate, unique human being, but how much of your story has been this attachment to why it's so hard? And how much of it gets to transmute to, I'm done overcomplicating it. I'm done overcomplicating it. I want to feel good. What makes me feel good? I want to make money. What makes me money? I want to feel healthier. What makes me feel healthier? I want to get stronger. What makes me stronger? I want to move forward. How can I move forward? I want to forgive. How can I forgive? I want to heal. How can I heal? Stop overcomplicating it. Decide now that this life gets to be extraordinary. Extraordinary. And decide to go all in. I really hope that this is the podcast that moves you today. I hope this is the catalyst for movement in your life, movement forward. I hope that this serves you, and I trust and know that it has. So before we say goodbye, let's take some deep breaths together. Let's put our hands on our heart. Let's receive this moment for all that it is and let go of the illusion of what was. Decide now that your life gets to upgrade. Decide now that you get to choose you because life chose you, so you get to choose you. Life chose you, so you get to choose you. Thank you more, please, as it all manifests now for you. Taking deep breaths, basking in these moments. May whatever upgrade and ascension that you received from today, may it be shared far and wide. And may you come back to this episode when you need it to be reminded that you get to move. And may you share this episode with anyone who would desire or need this reminder. Thank you, thank you, thank you for receiving today's episode and the mini transmission here. An invitation and reminder for those who live within a few hours of Belgrave, Ontario, Huron County, Perth County, Toronto area in Ontario, I'm hosting two upcoming in-person events, the Quantum Healing and Highest Timeline Integration Ceremony, an hour and a half to 2 hour ceremony, an evening ceremony, which is happening May 9th, 7 p.m. That's a Monday. Additionally, oh, and it's for all people, $111 a person. Additionally, June 20th, I'm hosting a women's only Art of Receiving retreat. It's a full day retreat, $400, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. There's so many more details on these events, by the way, and you can come find them on my Instagram. You can come connect with me and ask for the details, and I would be so happy to tell you about them. I also want to remind you of Tycoon being on pre-launch pre-sale. Tycoon is for the unapologetic woman. Unapologetically rich, unapologetically spiritual, unapologetically feminine, unapologetically masculine, unapologetically talented, unapologetically multidimensional, unapologetically of the physical world, and unapologetically of the energetic world. We're going to be doing some high-level evolved wealth consciousness integrations so that money is your most devotional support system as you walk your path here on earth. Money is energy, money is neutral, money is love, and money does not define you. But why not have a fuck ton of it? So those are some of the vibes of Tycoon. It's on pre-launch pre-sale right now for $1,111 with 3 and 6 month payment plans available. If you need a more customized payment plan over a longer period of time, don't hesitate to connect with me. I'm in service and devotion to you, and I want to ensure that if you're meant to be held in these containers, that you are not only expanded by the containers, but supported and felt and feel safe in the containers. So if it's meant for you, trust it. Come say hi. There's an upgrade option as well that includes a one-on-one session with me that is valued at $777 for the session and a 1 month of Voxer, which is $1,111. So you can get those two together plus the entire month of the container for the pre-sale price right now, all of that together for $2,222 if you do the upgrade option. So lots of goodies there. One-on-one spaces are open for the high-level women who are in their deepest dive right now. Trust yourself. Come say hi. Come connect. Soak up all the podcasts. Soak up all the content on Instagram. And if and when you desire, and if and when you are ready for the next level of your personal alignment and evolution in life, love, money, soul's path, soul's work, and career, come connect with me. Have a fabulous day, my loves. Mwah. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Uplift Lifestyle Podcast. I hope this episode served you, and I deeply hope and trust that if you are here listening to this podcast, you are devoted to your highest timeline. You are devoted to doing the work to actually integrating what we talked about today, so that you can have the energetic and the physical upgrades to ultimately have what you desire and live the life of your dreams. Living a life by your own design is 100% the path less traveled, but I can promise you it is absolutely the most beautiful path. Thank you for being here. Be sure to check out our Instagram at uplift_lifestyle for all the updates on offers, for all the ways to work with me to get deeper into my world and deeper into your personal alignment. I love you and have a beautiful day.